making a decision for Christ doesn't produce perfection. As a matter of fact, I've never met a perfect person in my life. I've met a few people who think they might be perfect. I don't know any perfect people. But folks, I have met some people that I am fully convinced they love the Lord. Their heart is set on God. And you can see it. They're not perfect, but they have made a choice. I'm going to pursue Jesus. I'm going to put him first in my life. I'm going to love him. And I really mean it. And I'm going to do my best to do it. I've never had perfection. As a matter of fact, I've asked people to forgive me. I say it laughingly sometimes. If I haven't disappointed you, hang around. I'm working on it. And I will. I've asked people to forgive me. I've asked God to forgive me. Absolutely. There have been times I've really struggled to forgive myself. How many of you know one of the hardest things you'll ever do sometimes is forgive yourself? But how many of you know if God forgives you, you need to forgive yourself? But I want my heart to be produced and be trained and to be set upon the kingdom of God. If so, the Lord will take us, man. We'll be all right. The Bible says, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. In other words, make a decision to pursue the things of God. How many of you have made a decision to pursue God? It says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. If you fall in love with Jesus, you're not going to be perfect, but you're going to pursue him because you love him, because your heart is set upon him. If your eye is full of darkness, then your whole body is going to be full of darkness. There's one thing I've discovered. I want you to think about this. You cannot make somebody do something that they don't really want to do. You really can't. But I've got good news for you. You're not going to be perfect. But if you really want to serve the Lord, there's no devil in hell. There's nothing going to stop you. Because if your heart is tuned with God, God's on your side, together, there is absolutely nothing going to stop you in the kingdom of God. Give the Lord a hand and praise him this morning, because God is going to take care of it, man. God's going to take care of it. And I appreciate you so much. I appreciate our church. I appreciate your love for the Lord. Pursue God. Now, I underline this, and I want you to listen to me, and I want you to hear what I'm saying. Life is full of mess. It's full of trouble and stuff. Mess doesn't run God off. It might run off people, but it doesn't run off God. I've never seen somebody come to the altar and the Lord say, whew, I don't know about if I can do this or not. I mean, you know, the Lord's never had somebody come up and he say, man, this one might be more than I can handle. How many of you know that God is still able? If there's anyone here that's never made the choice of receiving Christ as your personal Savior, today would be a wonderful day to do that. If you have received Christ as your Savior, as I'm sure most of you or many of you have, I want to encourage you to keep on making good choices. Keep on making good decisions. There are a lot of people today in the valley of decision, they don't even know it. But how many of you know in reality, we just don't know when the moment of decision comes for us as far as life is concerned. But we're all there all the time, making choices. And I'm already in the back of my mind thinking, what do you want to eat after church? Glory to God. See, I should never say things like that because I lose every one of you for the rest of the service. All you think about now is lunch. The Bible says multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. Life is an accumulation of choices. We make choices every day. I want to thank you for making the choice of being in the house of God and honoring the Lord this morning. And one upon another, upon another, upon another, we make choices until finally our life is defined by the multitude of choices that we've made over a period of a lifetime. My wife was in the first service this morning. She has been in the medical field for over 30 years now, or right at 30 years as an RN in different ways and in different things. But she often will tell me that you can sometimes just look at a person and you can tell a lot about the choices they've made over their lifetime. Because life's choices will sometimes take a toll even upon your body, and you can see it. Choices can get us into incredible difficulties of life. We're embarrassed to tell about the messes of our life. How many of you want to stand up and talk about your family? Most of us say, well, let's don't go there. Come on, how many know God is bigger? Come on, God is able. It doesn't frighten him off. It doesn't run him off. God is able. Keep your faith. Keep your strength. There's a better day. I'm a simple man. I'm not going to try to figure everything out. You make right the choices and let God take care of the hard stuff. Come on, would you say amen? I don't know how God's going to do it. That's his problem, man. You make right choices. You do the right things and leave the hard work to God. How many of you have seen God do amazing things? Seen him turn things around? Seen him do miracles in your life? Oh, my, my, my. I'll finish with one final little story. I'm not going to have time to read the scripture talking about making right choices. In the book of Matthew, there are four disciples. Jesus calls Peter, and he calls Andrew, and he calls James and John. Tells them to come be fishers of men. They leave their boats and they become fishers of men. They made a choice to follow the Lord. I made a choice at the age of 15 to get saved. Somewhere around about 23, 24, I was getting ready to graduate up at Clinch Valley College. I went to church on a Sunday night, Banner Assembly of God, and I did what I did every single time. I went up at the end of the service. They would always have an altar service. I went up to the altar and I raised my hands and I said, Lord, I will do anything you ask me. And I didn't really realize God was listening to me. Now I say that silly because I knew God was listening. But how many of you have ever been stunned when he actually answered you back? And I never heard an audible voice, but as clear as a bell, I mean as clear as a bell, I heard God speak back to me and say, Jeff, do you really mean that? It startled me. It stunned me. I remember I just dropped my hands and went and sat down. I said, I'm not sure if I mean that or not. How many of you are big enough to write God a blank check? I'll do anything. Man, I didn't know what he was going to ask. So I went home. Still lived at home. As I said, I was a senior in college, but still living at home. Went into my room and I prayed for what seems like a couple hours. I don't know. But I realized as I prayed, I could not say no, Lord. How many of you know that the words no and Lord are contradictory in the same thing? You can't say no, Lord. You can't do it. I mean, that'd be contradictory. If he's Lord, how you tell him no? You can't do that. So what I did is I prayed through. How many of you have ever used the term you pray through? You know you've prayed, you've reached God. And here's what I did. I said, Lord, I'm not going to make any big boast. I'm not going to make you any big brag about what I'm going to do. I'm not going to make you a promise that I'm afraid I can't keep. But here's what I am going to tell you, Lord. I have no choice. If it's your will, I have to say yes. What are you going to say? If it's God's will, we have no choice. Isn't that true? If it's God's will, you have to say yes. I said, Lord, I can't promise you anything. All I'm going to do is say yes. I had trained myself to be a school teacher. And from that night on, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, there is a call of God on my life. I must preach because I have no option. If there's anyone here that's never made the choice of receiving Christ as your personal Savior, today would be a wonderful day to do that.
If you could own all the world and its money, build castles tall enough they'd reach the sky above. If you could know everything there was to know about life's game, still you'd know nothing until you've known God and His love. Until you know the loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and lifts him up from out of sin where he has trod. Until you've known the love of God.